Lili Nishmas Abba Mori, Zichrono Libracha. Let us see in Kuf Kaf Hei. Ein HaTzibur Omrim Im Shliach Tzibur Nakdishach, HaLashoskin Muchavlin, Masha Shliach Tzibur Omer. Ad Shemagir LeKedusha. The Tzibur, the people in the shul listening, do not say Nakdishach with the Shliach Tzibur. He is their Shliach. He is saying it for them. If we say it together, then he's not our Shliach anymore. Rather, we listen. Ve'oz onim ha-tzibur kadosh kadosh. And then the tzibur answers kadosh 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 in Kedusha. The same thing in Kaddish. When the Shliach Tzibur is saying Yizkadal v'Yizkadal, we don't say it together with him. We wait to answer Amen at the right time. You're supposed to be listening. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says you're not supposed to be learning during, even thinking about learning during Kaddish and Kedusha, during those parts, because you're listening to the Chazan, who is, in a sense, your shliach. The Mishnah Berurah explains that Naritzach is considered part of the beginning of Kedusha. Ashkenazim say Nekadesh. Limasam, Mishapim, the Omrim, and the Vidvei Kachucha, those are all part of the Kedusha that we're listening to the Chazan. He's our shliach, and then we respond. But the other parts of Kedusha, let's say the long Mimikomcha, so that's not part of the Kedusha that he is our shliach. And we don't have to listen fully to what the Chazan is saying. What's the minhag? We say it first. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to, the Mishnah Berurah says that while the Chazan is saying Mimchomcha, you're allowed to learn Al Yudei Hirur. Because that's not really part of the Kedusha where he is acting as our shliach. The Mishnah Berurah points out that some people are makel that we do say not Naritzach and Nekadesh, you know, before the Shliach Tzibur, and the Mishnah Berurah says that is the minhag b'yameinu, that the Kahal says it as well. The Mishnah Berurah points out that when we say Kadosh, 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 so we're supposed to make sure to wait for the Chazan to say v'karazel zeh. Why? Because it has to be done with a minyan. So let's say I was rushing and I jumped in and said Kadosh Kadosh before the Chazan said that. So some say you're not Yotze because I'm not saying it together with 10. Similarly, I'm not supposed to be after the Tzibur either. We should all be saying the Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kavod together with 10 because it requires a minyan. For example, let's say a person is singing Oz B'Kol Rash Gadol to himself in some sort of beautiful way. And then the tzibur gets up to kadosh kadosh, so stop and say kadosh kadosh together with the tzibur. It has to be said together with the minyan. Oh. So there's a whole question about the Chazan himself. How does he say kadosh kadosh with the minyan? So the Mishnah Berurah says, as long as he says it while the tzibur is saying it, or as the tzibur is finishing, then that's considered saying it together with the minyan. So during the week, when the tzibur is finishing to say kadosh kadosh, the Chazan then says kadosh kadosh, and that's considered together with the tzibur. On Shabbos, it's not going to work because there are long tfilos in between. Therefore, on Shabbos, according to the Be'er Lacha, it comes out that the Chazan should be saying kadosh 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 together when the tzibur says kadosh kadosh kadosh. Now, there's an issue that if someone's still in the middle of Shmona Esrei, he's supposed to listen to the Chazan, and therefore Rav Malinowitz Zatzal would tell people to say it loudly so that people who are still davening could hear the Chazan over the rest of the tzibur. Oh, see phase. Tov l'cha bein raglav v'sheh shomer kedusha m'tziach tzibur. Your feet should be together when you're saying kedusha. The Mishnah Berurah, like when you daven Shmona Esrei, the Mishnah Berurah says that we should have kavana during kedusha to be mekadesh shem Hashem. And in the schus of that the Shechina should rest upon us, the Kedusha of Hashem should rest upon us, Migla, there's a pasuk, V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, it's a mitzvah. So when a person is declaring Hashem's greatness and Hashem's Kedusha, he is fulfilling this mitzvah of V'mekadeh Shem Shamayim. And the Arizal would encourage people to do this, to make sure to have in mind V'mekadeh Shem Shamayim. When you say the phrase Shemakdishim Oso, you should have a pause between the mem at the end of Makdishim and Oso, because if not, it sounds like Makdishim Oso, Rachmana Litzlan, as if there's death there, just like by Kriyashma. make that pause here as well. The Rama says, "V'yeshlisahayinayim lamarom b'shashorim kedusha." You should raise your eyes, look upwards during kedusha. We're trying to get close to Hashem, looking up to Hashem. The Mishnah Berurah brings different opinions whether the custom is that the eyes are closed or the eyes are open. The main custom is that the eyes are open. Oh. And Rama says, "V'chem enanim gufan v'nosin asam in haaretz." You raise yourself up. We raise ourselves up at Kadosh Kadosh, and at Baruch, and at Yimloch, the Mishnah Berurah quotes. The idea is we're striving, it symbolizes that we're trying to get closer to Hashem and becoming more Kadosh. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Medrash that it's based on, that a person is rising up when he says, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Now you're not supposed to jump. You're not supposed to jump, but rather you just raise your feet. The Rama continues. You don't talk in the middle of Kedusha. You're being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. You don't talk then. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even Yehesh Mei Rabba you don't say in the middle of Kedusha normally. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say a person hasn't answered. The Mishnah Berurah says that normally one would not answer Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba in the middle of Kedusha. But if he already said Kadosh, 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 Mocharetz Kavodo, and then he hears Kaddish, the Mishnah Berurah says he's allowed to answer the Amen Yehesh Shmei Rabba. The Rama concludes, Umisha Amar Seder Kedusha Uvolabez Knesset, Supremacy Baron in Kedusha, Choser Benoyimim. If you hear the Shul saying Kedusha, then of course you say it again together with them, even though you've already said it once, you've already said it before. Okay, we'll stop here.